everybody. Cal Banion, Cal Banion's Hypnosis, etc. And I'm back again with Brenda Titus, our local rising star in the profession. She is, you know, Brenda is probably one of the most enthusiastic, helpful hypnotists that I know. And I know a lot of hypnotists. And she comes from a background of having a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. Oh, I always get this mixed up. Let me have my notes here. She has a bachelor's degree in sociology and a master's degree in criminology. She's presented at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. And most importantly, she helps supervise sessions during our courses at our center, where she sees gobs and gobs of clients each week. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great today, Cal. Thank you so much for having me today. I'd like to introduce you all to Cal. Cal is the hypnosis celebrity because he has been out there writing books, being an authority in hypnosis that really works. He has received almost every award and recognition in the profession. I'm very proud to have been trained by him and really proud and honored to actually be able to be here to support him and some of the work that he does supporting his trainees and also being here on these videos. We've got over 400 out there and they're just great tidbits to be able to help you all know how to be better in the profession, to be a one percenter, to be the best of the best. So Cal has developed 5-path hypnotherapy, 7-path self-hypnosis, and like I said, I'm just really pleased to be here today to pick his brain about a few things so that we can help you all take advantage of the holiday season, helping our clients have some gratitude for their lives and develop gratitude as they move forward into the change that they're working with you on. What do you think about that, Cal?
Well, Brenda, I'm wondering where your paperclip is. Hey, did you have fun doing the, before we get into this new topic, I just want to ask you, did you enjoy doing the behind the scenes last episode?
I did, thank you, Cal. Actually, I lost what you said a second ago because my phone was turned down. So yes, I love doing that actually. It was neat to have that opportunity to show everybody what we do here and show a little bit of that behind the scenes so that you can all see. I mean, oh my gosh, so much work goes into this on every level. I just do one part of it and I know what I do. Cal has a big part, Marianne, everybody around here, you know, all the co-hosts and obviously all of the support team to give you these great videos every week. So yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And of course, the most important people are you folks, the viewers, because if it wasn't for you, the viewers and the listeners, because some of you just listen to the audio version, which that's okay, I understand. And we so appreciate you because, you know, you're telling other people about the program, you're using it, the nuggets that we give you to help your clients, and through you, Celeste and Meredith and Elron and Brenda and Erica and I and the other special guests we've had on the show are reaching out and touching people and changing lives of people that we will never meet. Not just here in the United States, as if that wasn't enough, but around the world. So thank you, viewers and listeners, you professional hypnotists, and people who are rising into the profession. Ah, good. So what are you going to do to me today?
Oh my gosh, Cal. Well, actually, you had such a great point when you went right into that place of gratitude. You said thank you to all of our viewers, and that is such an important point. It is actually because I'm so thankful to be here and be a part of this that I want to be able to share some techniques that maybe I've kind of crafted or I've taken a little bit from Cal and things that I've learned from him and things that I've just learned in some of my experience to be able to talk a little bit about gratitude today. So I know one day actually Cal and I were talking about gratitude. It was quite a few months ago and he said, well, you know, it would be really neat to talk about gratitude here on the podcast. And so I thought, well, as we are approaching the end of the year, Thanksgiving, great time to talk about gratitude and to really recognize the blessings that we have in our lives. And one of the interesting things obviously that happens is that our clients are also during this time of the year, there's a lot of stress. There's a family time. Maybe their family, there's all kinds of history and emotional baggage. And so our clients may be coming to us not so sure about how they're going to get through these times, being re-exposed to their families. Maybe food is a big issue for them, and food is a major element of this time of year. And so I wanted to talk today a little bit about how we can use some of our techniques to help them develop an attitude of gratitude so that as they approach this time of year, our clients can get through anything and be very proud of themselves and feel their hearts welled up with gratitude. So, Cal, can you talk to us a little bit about gratitude? I've learned so much from you and how important that is in our healing. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I could go on for hours and hours and hours about gratitude, but let me see if I can hit the high points. Personally, I know that there's no better way for me to shift how I'm feeling than if I adopt an attitude of gratitude. And so the easiest thing to do is to start thinking about and saying thank you to. Now, for me, I'm a higher power person. And if you followed Seven Path, we know we have this concept of Delta, which is kind of like a fill in the blank for however you want to state your higher power, be it God or Jesus or Buddha or whatever you want. And by saying thank you to that higher power shifts me personally. And secondly, I think that's the easiest way for us to connect with our higher power is just to go into that gratitude, statements of gratitude. Now, I also like to go beyond that, and I say that's the easy part of gratitude. If you can then move into gratitude for not just the sweet and wonderful things in your life, the pleasurable things in your life, but also have gratitude for the challenges, be grateful for those things that were painful at the time. So if you can be, like, for example, let's say you're having some kind of a medical problem. Can you be grateful for that? Let's say you're having a challenge with your body. Can you be grateful for that? If you're having a challenge with someone in your family, can you be grateful for that? Because that changes the vibration of those things in your life. And a big part of, and if you guys watched last episode, Brenda and I talked a little bit about this as we hashed out what we were going to do in each program. So I highly encourage you to go back and watch last episode just to get an overview of how we do this stuff. But also, in all of Five Path, one of the major things, see, Five Path, Five Phase Advanced Transformational Hypnosis is... One of the cool things about it is it's an insight process. And we go from taking the people from fear, anger, and guilt into a more powerful place to be based on the truth as we best can see it from the perspective of now. And the most powerful thing is to transform that fear, anger, and guilt into gratitude. That is kind of an alchemy of the mind, changing lead into gold. And then Brenda wanted to go beyond that, if I understand her right, into what Five Path, so much of it, about 80% is about shifting the past, and about 10 to 20% is about shifting the now and the future, because we have age progression in there. And I think this episode is going to focus a little bit more on age progression work. Is that right, Brenda?
Absolutely. So yes, I wanted to start with some foundation, and I think, like I said, you explained gratitude so well, and I noticed actually you really modeled that as we opened up this episode when you said thank you to all of our viewers, and my heart filled up. I felt happy to be here, felt that warmth, and I think that gratitude is just such an important part, not just for, like you said, the good things, but for all of it. Every step of the way is a part of our process. And so obviously, Cal and I are Five Path hypnotherapists, and so we work with our clients in the past, helping transform through hypnotic age regression, helping them transform their beliefs about the past so that they can then go into the future where really they're going to implement this change. And so I really feel that age progression work is extremely valuable. I do it in pretty much every session that I do, because I just find that once we've transformed those beliefs and thoughts and expectations to then immediately place our clients into the future where they can expect a positive result, I almost see it as that when they really experience that moment, it's like a deja vu that they say, oh, I've been here, I've done this, I can do it. So Cal and Meredith actually did an excellent series on age progression work. So we're not going to talk very much about it today. Episodes 164, 165, and 166. They talked very much in depth about how it works, why it works, the process, and all of that. They also used some discussion in 224 about using the time tunneling technique with age progression. But today I actually wanted to talk about something that I do a lot, which is that when every time I'm seeing a client, I am kind of thinking about, okay, what's going to happen in the next in the coming weeks or coming months where they can test out their new life, their changes that they're going through. And especially during this time of year, during the holidays, where I know that they're going to be seeing their families, maybe some extra stressors, where I've got a weight loss client, they're not so sure about how they're going to handle their food. I do a lot of work in doing age progression to take them through those events so that they can create what we call a future reinforcing event. Isn't that right, Cal?
That's right. Exactly right.
Exactly. And so then, so what I do is, I actually start this actually as early as September, and I start thinking about, you know, doing that age progression work, going into the future. When I know, you know, a client has some concerns about how they're going to react around their family, or like I said, react around food, or even just to set up goals. It's kind of that looking a little bit into the future, and then I will just keep progressing through, you know, if we start in September. Especially love to take them to Thanksgiving. And that's actually where we talk especially about gratitude, because, you know, of course, a lot of people, they realize, you know, how, you know, during Thanksgiving time, it is a time of family, time of food, generally a time of gratitude, thanks, giving thanks for the blessings in our lives. But again, by working with them, shifting their perspectives on what has happened in the past, and then taking them through that event, through into the future, into Thanksgiving, where they can see that they can get through that event feeling proud of themselves for how they interact with their family, feeling proud of themselves for how they maintain their weight loss goals with, you know, better food management and things like that. It just really makes such a shift. And then my favorite one that I like to do, especially at this time of year, is also age progression to take them to New Year's. And I'll kind of set it up and I'll say, okay, well, you know, at this time of year, you know, it's the end of the year, you're thinking about the year that has passed and all of the work that you've done to change your life. Maybe you're looking forward into, you know, the year that's to come and goals. And then I'll just kind of say, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. And it's incredibly powerful to take somebody to a very kind of a charged time, you know, socially charged New Year's and Thanksgiving. There's a lot of expectation and hope around those days of the year, just in general. But to put them in those days, and for them to really realize, oh my gosh, I've made it. Oh my gosh, look at what I've done to change my life. Look at what I'm looking forward to. And that, then they're able to take that gratitude and really start thinking about the future, what they want to do, transform anything that they've dealt with in their lives, feeling grateful for the challenges that they've had, feeling grateful for the blessings that they've had, knowing that now, because of those, they really can start fresh. They really can change their lives. And it just propels them in incredible ways. So how about that, Cal?
You know, that I think that's really great. And, you know, so people wonder where I get my ideas for some of this stuff. And, you know, your ideas come from life and the universal script and the use of age progression, the way I designed it in 5-Path. Have you ever, you know, here we're going into the holiday season. And so, you know, in America and in most Western civilizations, we've heard of the book A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. And it's so permeated our culture of this idea of ghost of Christmas past, ghost of Christmas present, and ghost of Christmas yet to come. And you can see how that is kind of an influence or model in this kind of work, that transformative work, where you look where you came from, you look at how things are now, and how things can be if you act on the changes that are being made now that frees you from the old thinking and emotions of the past. What do you think of that?
You got it exactly what I was thinking and where I wanted to head, is that once they realize this is what I can do, it feels so good, that gratitude, that opportunity to get a new chance on life and to change their lives, their hearts swell open, and that is the perfect moment to do a couple of things. First of all, for that direct suggestion, but more importantly, this is the next step that I think is so important with age progression, is, you know, your clients have all of the wisdom inside of them that they need. When we go back in time and we're in age regression, we have them inform their child, their past selves, to help them get through that event. But now, once we're in the future, you've got that future self that is so grateful, so proud, is achieving their goals. Then we get to have that future self tell the current self everything that they need to know to get there. And it's usually, actually a lot of times for me, they just say, oh, you got this. You know, we end up doing a very simple, you know, you've got this, you can do it, just take one step in front of the other, or whatever it is that the client says. But then they realize, oh, I have always had all of this information inside of me all along. You just helped me unlock it, and now I'm able to speak it, I'm able to live and experience it and feel it in my heart, and it just changes everything. How about that, Cal?
I think that's great. And one of the reasons that when I first got into doing this kind of work, I heard about the informed child technique, where the adult informs the child, and then I began having this concept of the informed adult. And in the age regression work, I'd have the changes that were made in the child transferred to the adult. But then when we do the age progression work, we have a second kind of informed adult. We have the future self, who now has these insights from the benefit of the past, benefit of the present, and benefit of the future. Like you said, like we teach in class, tell the client who's in the now everything he or she needs to hear in order for that to be their future. And now their future is biased. In the past, their future has been biased in a negative way. Now we've set up a positive bias, which is based on the perceptions of reality, based on today and expected future events. Good. Is that about it?
That's it. I just really felt like I wanted to share this and have everybody think about it today. Think about a way to take advantage of what's happening in the here and now. Take advantage of right here, right now. Your clients can make huge change right now and feel so proud of themselves and so grateful and really able to prepare to truly change their lives. And I just, like I said, I love working with age progression. I love being able to take advantage of this time of the year to really seal the deal for them so that they walk away from my office believing in their change, believing in the power of their ability to change. And then there they go. They are ready. And you all can, I hope that this has helped everybody, inspired some thinking about how you can use age progression in your practice. I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful to have had an opportunity to share this topic with you. Thank you, Cal, for everything that I've learned from you about gratitude. It has truly made many things in my life possible over the last couple of years. Is pretty much every time I've turned it around to gratitude, everything has worked out. So I'm very thankful to be able to be here today and share this topic with everybody. So have a great week.
All right. Thank you, Brenda. Hey, you know, and so to wrap it up with gratitude, I'm so grateful to my entire team here, from my wife, Maureen, who's the general manager and runs the office, make sure the bills get paid and all that kind of technical stuff, to Marianne and Jesse, who's working tirelessly in the shipping, receiving products, working with customers and things like that. People say, how does Cal get all this done? Well, Cal doesn't get all this done. Cal's team gets all this done. And so with that, if you want to get what I think is the best hypnosis training in the world at our center, assisted by Brenda, assisted by also Kelly, who works at our center. Come on down. Our next class is March 2nd through 13th, 2015, and then our Week of Power, which is our shorter version for people already certified, is May 3rd through the 9th, 2015. And we just love to see you in class. And you know what? After you graduate, we'll do great things together. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.